And another memory darted through his mind of the real Bellatrix Lestrange shrieking at him when he had first tried to use an unforgivable curse.
You need to mean them, Potter. What do we do?
Asked Ron. Shall we get out now while we can?
If we can,
said Hermione, looking back toward the door into the main hall, beyond which who knew what was happening.
We've got this far. I say we go on, said Harry.
Good,
said Griphook.
So we need Bogrod to control the cart. I no longer have the authority, but there will not be room for the wizard.
Harry pointed his wand at Travers.
Imperio!
The wizard turned and set off along the dark track at a smart pace.
What are you making him do?
Hide, said Harry, as he pointed his wand at Bogrod, who whistled to summon a little cart that came trundling along the tracks toward them out of the darkness. Harry was sure he could hear shouting behind them in the main hall as they all clambered into it. Bogrod in front with Griphook, Harry, Ron and Hermione crammed together in the back. With a jerk, the cart moved off, gathering speed. They hurtled past Travers, who was wriggling into a crack in the wall. Then the cart began twisting and turning through the labyrinthine passages, sloping downward all the time. Harry could not hear anything over the rattling of the cart on the tracks. His hair flew behind him as they swerved between stalactites, flying even deeper into the earth, but he kept glancing back. They might as well have left enormous footprints behind them. The more he thought about it, the more foolish it seemed to have disguised Hermione as Bellatrix, to have brought along Bellatrix's wand when the Death Eaters knew who had stolen it. They were deeper than Harry had ever penetrated within Gringotts. They took a hairpin bend at speed and saw ahead of them, with seconds to spare, a waterfall pounding over the track. Harry heard Griphook shout,
"No!"
But there was no breaking. They zoomed through it. Water filled Harry's eyes and mouth. He could not see or breathe. Then, with an awful lurch, the cart flipped over and they were all thrown out of it. Harry heard the cart smash into pieces against the passage wall, heard Hermione shriek something, and felt himself glide back toward the ground as though weightless, landing painlessly on the rocky passage floor.
"Cushioning charm,"
Hermione spluttered as Ron pulled her to her feet. But to Harry's horror, he saw that she was no longer Bellatrix. Instead, she stood there in overlarge robes, sopping wet and completely herself. Ron was red-haired and beardless again. They were realizing it as they looked at each other, feeling their own faces.
"The thief's downfall,"
said Griphook, clambering to his feet and looking back at the deluge onto the tracks, which Harry knew now had been more than water.
"It washes away all enchantment, all magical concealment. They know there are impostors in Gringotts. They have set off defenses against us."